Finally, you're awake. I thought I would drain you completely before you woke up. That would be no fun, would it? This way, you can feel every little blissful tingle as I drain you dry. Aww! Silly adventurer. No one can escape from my web. Plus, you make for a pretty comfy seat like this. You can just lay back, enjoy how irritatingly beautiful I am, even relish the pleasure of me sitting on you, using you like a simple piece of furniture. Oh, Loreline was right. I'm just too nice to my captives. I think it's time to begin feeding in earnest. There. Doesn't that feel so much better? Is that a no, you silly boy? I think it was. You know you can't lie to me. I can feel your cock bulging inside of me. But gosh, I think you're just too mentally strong for me. I guess me sitting on you and keeping you completely immobile, crossing and recrossing my legs, just isn't enough to make you submit. What to do with a naughty boy like you? Oh, I know. How about you suckle on my leather gloves? Just to make sure I tried to break you in earnest, huh? That was easy. Toy with you a little. A tease here and there. And you adventurers just roll over. I guess there's nothing left for me to do but drain you dry. What was that, you silly boy? Oh, are you trying to beg? Aw, that's cute. But I'm bored of you now. You disappoint me. Here I thought you would be a fun challenge. Instead, you turned out to be another loser adventurer. Oh well. Aw, if only you were this honest from the start. I would have thought of you as a cute little plaything. Then I would have teased you into oblivion just to see your silly reactions. But you wanted to play the hero and challenge me. Naughty boys need to be punished. Tell me, have you learned your lesson? If I were to show you mercy right now, would you be a good boy for me? Are you sure? How can I trust you? Gosh, I just can't hear you. But don't worry. I know what you wanted to say. I just don't care. I only wanted to see you beg and break one final time before the last bits of you are drained by my pussy. Ooh, ta-ta. Oh, such an adorable little thing. You really do look cute all bound in my web. Don't worry, though. I'll keep your husk. Have you mounted on my wall of web to motivate other adventurers who walk into my lair? I just hope Loreline sends someone fun next time.
Though a little kiss as a goodbye won't hurt anyone. Plus, the pheromones will fill the air and entice my next toy. Thanks for the meal, my little boring adventurer. Bye-bye!